Okay, good evening. If I can have everybody's attention. Good evening and welcome to the 31st Annual Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame. This evening we will recognize many individuals and a team for their accomplishments and achievements while attending Galesburg High School. All of these individuals represent determination, a strong work ethic, and the ability to go above and beyond, which makes them great additions to the Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame. A special thank you to Jody Grace, Lori Ayton, Mindy Matthews, Allegra Printing, Quality Awards, the Galesburg Athletic Booster Club, Galesburg CUSD 205, Cheeseman, and Dick Lindstrom. Just a reminder that we will honor all recipients at the conclusion of the ceremony in Thiel Gym before the start of the boys' basketball game tonight. And at this time, I would like to introduce the Master of Ceremonies, Dick Lindstrom and Steve Cheeseman. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I get started, would you take time out, and if you haven't done it, put your phone in airplane mode or something like that so that it doesn't go off for me, if you would. I'll give you about 10 seconds here to do that if you haven't already done it. I've done mine, so hopefully you all can do yours as well. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to the 31st Annual Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony. My name is Dick Lindstrom, your Master of Ceremonies this evening, and I'm joined this evening by Steve Cheeseman, no stranger to GHS Sports, who will help with the induction of Hall of Famers. Each year, this is truly a special ceremony. We are happy that you are here with us to honor these outstanding Silver Streak athletes, two coaches, a friend of GHS Sports, and a great football team. A special welcome to those listening worldwide on the internet and on WGIL. Let me introduce some people that are going to help me with the induction ceremony tonight. First of all, GHS Principal Jeff Houston. Past Booster Club President Steve Hawkins. And you've already met Galesburg High School Athletic Director Eric Matthews. Each year at this time, we have a reunion of sorts here at GHS. We call it the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony. Each year, we have a different group of people. We invite a different group of people to this reunion. Star athletes, teams, coaches, friends of GHS Sports that were or are part of the fabric of Galesburg and part of what has made Galesburg great. Most communities and schools don't have this reunion, and those that do don't have the historical perspective we have here in Galesburg. Is it good? Your committee thinks so. These athletes love their sport or sports, love their teammates, love their coaches. Well, maybe they didn't love their teammates or their coaches then. Teammates and coaches can be a pain in the... But they love them today, because they see why they were driven to excel. It's a bond that can't be replaced. They love Galesburg. They love the Galesburg fans. They love being a Silver Streak, something that connects all Galesburg athletes. I was a Silver Streak. And the level of high school athletics launched was a launching pad for even greater success at the next level, in sports or in life, which we have seen before at this ceremony, and we will see again here tonight. The tradition of greatness coupled with the quality coaching, hard work ethic makes Hall of Fame credentials, and your Hall of Fame committee considers that every year. As noted in the program, by the way, the program, I hope everyone has a program, the tradition of excellence known as GHS Sports is known across the Midwest, the United States, and the world. Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame pays tribute and extends recognition to those individuals who contribute to the honor and fame of Galesburg High School in the field of high school athletics. The achievements of those honored here this evening exemplify the best on the court or field of play and display the true spirit of athletics at Galesburg High School. As you entered this evening, you should have received a copy of the booklet. If you didn't, you can pick up one when you leave. In this booklet, it lists the members of the selection committee, the procedure that is used to select the individuals or teams for the Hall of Fame. The selection committee is made up of 12 members considering candidates from pre-1980 era, as well as candidates from 1980 to the present. Each year, friends and fans of GHS Sports question why tonight's individuals weren't already in the Hall of Fame. With this evening's class of an outstanding group again entering the GHS Hall of Fame, that question will be asked again. The GHS, by the way, before I get on to the categories, I know we have a good number of Hall of Famers that are already in the Hall of Fame as present tonight. Would those current Hall of Famers who are here, would you please stand up? Thank you. They thought enough to come out and support our current group. Thank you very much. The GHS Hall of Fame is divided into two categories: the veterans, which is pre-1980, and the contemporary, which is 1980 to the present. The veterans selection can number up to 3 inductees, and this year your committee agreed on 3 candidates. And our first inductee from the veterans category from the class of 1964 is John C. Chapman. John? From the early 1960s to the early 1980s, John C. and his son John W. were synonymous with GHS wrestling in Galesburg. In fact, Chapman and wrestling were like Kleenex and tissue. John C. was a varsity letterman wrestling at 95 pounds for Coach R.E. Wallace. John went on to Western Illinois University, graduating in 1969. He returned to Galesburg as a teacher in 1969. John coached wrestling at GHS and included in that group were GHS Hall of Famers Danny Null from the class of 1982 and John's son John W. from the class of 1986, both All-Staters. John W. returned to Galesburg to join his father coaching wrestling, and the legend continued. But John C. also had considerable success coaching girls' golf. He tells me that he had 16 of 20 years state, what's the word? What do I want to use?
State qualifying team.
State qualifying team, which is spectacular. And he coached girls' track, and the 1977 team finished 8th in the state. John coached for Galesburg Schools for coached and taught for Galesburg Schools for 40 years and impacted hundreds of athletes to reach their full potential. In recognition of wrestling excellence and quality coaching, GHS Hall of Famer John C. Chapman.
Thank you very much. I don't know if I need this microphone. I started teaching 1969 at Steele Middle School, physical education. So you develop the gym voice early on, and it never really goes away. I taught there for 7 years, and then I roamed these halls for 25 years. And right back behind me here, my mom had an office. And she worked back here in the visual aids at the time. It's called visual aids. I don't know what it's called now necessarily. And so I feel right at home here, basically. I'm very humbled and honored for this induction. I'm especially proud to join my son in that club. And all I know, athletics and participating in athletics is a lot more than the wins and the losses. It's what you carry out of that wrestling room every day, or what you carry out off from that gym floor every day, a season of being a part of something bigger than yourself, being more disciplined, determination, understanding if you did your best, you didn't necessarily fail. Okay? So I try to carry that over to my coaches, and I would agree some of my past athletes at the time, we weren't the best of friends always. Okay? But I have had a lot of young men in particular come back to me and say, "Coach, you were so right. Why didn't you, why didn't you beat that into me a little bit more?" or something in those terms. I have a lot of people to thank, given the opportunity to coach here and to teach here. Someone else makes those decisions along the way. And then I did manage to coach right at 35 varsity head coaching seasons, which was a lot. And I started out here coaching three things, and I lasted 2 years. I think it was 2 years doing that. It might have been three. And my wife thought maybe I shouldn't do that, because we never saw each other till after supper or at supper time. So then I coached two sports. I coached 10 years in wrestling, and I coached 20 years for the girls' golf team. And I don't know how I got picked first, but and I didn't have any prepared, as you can see. Okay? But I didn't know my high school picture was going to be on the on the plaque. And you won't all see it from here. But I had hair. So it's a good reminder anyway. So I thank the committee very much. I thank my wife Rosemary, and my two daughters are here this evening. And my grandson Tyler's here this evening, and my great-granddaughter Avi's here this evening. And I'll thank Jody, my daughter-in-law, for maybe championing my getting here tonight. So it was a team effort. So thank you very much.
You got to be careful when you give a coach a microphone, you know. Our second inductee from the Veterans Committee, also from the class of 1964, is Robert Bob Dara. Those of us who played baseball with Bob Dara or watched him pitch remember a rubber-armed right-hander who could give his team six or seven innings on Monday and come back on Wednesday and do exactly the same thing. Bob earned three varsity letters for the streaks. Bob was a starter as a sophomore on the 1962 state finals championship team. He was the ace pitcher for the 63 and 64 streaks. Bob's varsity record from 62 to 64 was 25-1. Bob was an outstanding American Legion career pitcher as well, pitching for the 1962 state champs. He also pitched for the 1965 state finalists. Bob earned a full baseball ride scholarship to Tulane University, one of the top baseball universities in the South. Bob was a star pitcher for 2 years at Tulane before being drafted by the New York Yankees in 1966. He spent 5 years in the Yankees minor league organization, making the Carolina Class A League All-Star team in 1968. He's also proud of his professional batting average, .089.
Dick, that's a typo.
No, it's not a typo. A cool .089. Bob was a pitcher. Bob reached AAA Syracuse in 1969, playing for a cool $700 a month. It's all about the timing. Some players today play $700 an inning or more. Bob retired from baseball in 1970 and joined a new team, the IBM Company, and he was very successful there, a 26-year career. Bob retired in Scottsdale, Arizona, but guess what? He was selected All-American 2015 by the Senior Softball Players Association. Bob is married to wife Linda, has two daughters, Taylor and Michelle, GHS Hall of Famer Robert Bob Dara.
I got the next 30 minutes.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Thank you, Dick, for the introduction. I guess what I would say is that I guess I am the historical perspective for the next couple of minutes. This is a very, very special day. I feel privileged to be here, and more importantly, honored. I want to start by thanking some of the veterans on the Hall of Fame committee, Red, Pete, for selecting me. I'm truly honored and humbled by it. It's also very special to me to be included with other Hall of Fame members from my class of 1964. You might remember some of them: Rick Callahan, Frank Dexter, Larry Stinson, Gene Dinosaur, and now Johnny Chapman. I want to accept this honor this evening on behalf of the 1962, 63, and 64 baseball teams, for without them, I would not be standing here. I was privileged to play with some outstanding athletes all those years. Dick Johnson, Larry Blix, Donnie Carr, Corny Robinson, Carl Swanson, Larry Pickrell, Danny Stewart, The Fish, Donnie Sunquist, Kenny Rogers, Jeff Stone, and current Hall of Famers, Frank Dexter, Van Smith, Mike Davis, even Mickey Hickey, and of course, my dear friend and amigo, Jesse Ponce, who can't be with us here tonight because he's in Baja. So anyway, I hope he's free. So you can see that my record, I was really blessed by playing on a team, rich in talent and led by a great coach, Coach Bob Frank. Coach Frank taught us to play the game the right way, to play hard and respect your competition. Respect the game, your teammates, and your competition. Our teams did well going to the state finals in 62, where I got to sit on the bench and watch Van Smith pitch a hell of a game, and winning the Illini Conference all 3 years, two regionals and one sectional. So obviously, Coach Frank taught us the right way. I would be remiss if I did not mention Coach Sam Andre of the Galesburg American Legion Post 285. I don't know if some of you might remember Sam or not. I know Red does. But if you knew Sam, he had a fire in his belly. He had a passion for the game and taught us that winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Okay. Sam led us to the state championship in 62 and post 285 qualified for the state championship the next 4 years. That's the playoffs, not the championship game, because I screwed that up. Largely due to Coach Sam Andre and Coach Bob Frank, I received a scholarship to Tulane University and was able to pursue my dream of playing professional baseball. I owe them a very great deal. Sam's legacy with the Legion lived on with coaches Raul Derry, Jimmy Isaacson, Mike Sturgeon, Jamie Isaacson, and Steve Cheeseman. Steve, are you here tonight? Oh, yeah, you are. Thank you very much for your efforts for all these young men. But now I feel it's fitting and appropriate to take this opportunity to congratulate Coach Jeremy Pickerel and his staff and the 2019 GHS baseball team on an outstanding season. It's great to see the resurgence of Galesburg baseball. Coach Jeremy, you here? Recognize him. Give him a round of applause, please. And Coach Pick, glad you're here because I know that your uncle, my friend, Donnie's friend, Larry Pick Pickerel, is smiling right now. Congratulations. Job well done. This leads me to one quick anecdote on my professional career. $700 a month. Oh, my God. My wife spends that on Amazon a week. didn't mean that, honey. Sorry. That was Taylor. Yeah. Okay. My wife Linda and I, while attending our friend's wedding, who are here this evening, Newton and Frank, and they came all the way from Denver. You know what I mean? I'm really pleased with that. But we had an opportunity to meet a lady called Jean Afterman. Does anyone know who Jean Afterman is? No. No. She is the vice president and assistant general manager of the New York Yankees. She is a woman in a man's world. One heck of a lady. While at breakfast one morning with Jean, our discussion turned, of course, to baseball and the New York Yankees. We exchanged stories and laughed a lot about some of the stories in minor league baseball, which are considerably different, you know, than major league baseball. At least that's what I've heard. But long story short, Jean returned to her office the following day in New York and asked her staff to go into the bowels of the basement of Yankee Stadium to try and find any information on my scouting reports and signing bonus. And it's funny, about a week later she called back and started laughing. And we had her on speakerphone, of course. And she said, "Bob, here's what the scout said about you." And I quote, "Dara isn't stupid. He's just freaking crazy." So, so I guess that really is the best way to sum up my baseball career. Okay. So, all right. That's the end of the baseball. After my brief stint with baseball, the best of times, Rick Hulick, Robbie Derry, was playing as an assistant coach with Jimmy Isaacson in the Galesburg American Legion program. In 1971, post 285 won the American Legion State Championships, which I'm sure all of you remember. And as one famous person said, "I like to thank the fans." Right, Rick? Okay, bud. But the real thrill for me, as well as Jimmy, was the college scholarships that came to the players on that team. Players like Robbie Derry at SIU, Rick Main, Knox College, Rick Hulick, Carl Sandburg, Billy Swanson, Illinois State, Rick McCarthy, Western, Gary Purcell, University of Loyola, New Orleans, and current GHS Hall of Fame members, Billy Westfall, Yale. I think he got to Yale more on the academic side, I think, but I'm not sure. God, he was a great player. Louis Vitale at Western Illinois, and Mark Thiel, my favorite, old Mizzou. Anyway, to give them the opportunity to pursue their education and life goals. Pause. Was the most rewarding part of baseball. So, people ask me, "What did you learn from baseball?" Oh, my God. My father, Dewey, taught me to never quit. He would say, son, if you try your best, and remember, he's a Marine sergeant in World War II, okay? If you try your best and fail, it's okay. But never fail because you didn't try your best. Some of the words that Johnny spoke earlier. Because you didn't try your best is important, but never quit. So what did baseball teach me? Simply never quit. And I haven't. I'm still playing as a young 47-year-old, 74-year-old in senior softball. As a matter of fact, in the back of the room, some of my teammates from my travel team out of Chicago are here today, and I really appreciate you coming here. And don't ever believe what Lindstrom said about my batting average, okay? I play with Chicago as well as Denver and Phoenix, and I enjoy it. It's the love of my life, other than my family. And my family, like other members of the Hall of Fame, have played a very important role in my baseball career. Thanks to my father, Dewey, and my loving mother, Tessie. Yes, I was given the opportunity to pursue baseball. I don't know how many summer vacations were all spent, you know, in the old Pontiac, driving to Ottumwa, Moline, Kickapoo, wherever, you know. But thank you, Mom, for doing that. I only wish my father, Dewey, and my uncle, Danny Gallagher, were here. I know they would be proud and, more importantly, amazed. Amazed. A special thank you to my mother, Tessie Jean, and my aunt, Jerry Gallagher, for being here with us today. It is truly special. It's a wonderful occasion. My thanks and love goes to my daughter and my wife. Daughter's Taylor. Taylor Ann, who's with me tonight, and Michelle, who's in California, watching soccer. Oh, dear. They have been the support and strength of my life from my many years of playing sports. It's been an amazing journey. And again, Strikers, thank you for coming. And Mike McGarry, best man at my wedding, thank you. Thank you, and hi-ho silver.
Bob, that batting average is the reason they have the designated hitter today. This is my first time, and I'm a little nervous, and the reason I'm a little nervous is because this is so important to so many people. Again, growing up here and then getting the privilege of coaching here for 40 years has been the dream of my lifetime. One more thing I'll say before I get to introduce our next inductee, which is going to be a real privilege. You know, as John said, Bob said, the other thing I would add to this is the relationships that you create, that I see so many people in here, from coaches, Coach Hickey and Coach Albright, our family. My teammates, I see Andy Hendricks and Mike Campbell and of course, Eric, coaches that I've got to coach with. And some of these new inductees that I had in school when they were little snot-nosed junior high kids. So that's the best part, and these folks that I get to work with every day. That's the best part of all of athletics is the relationships that go on forever. Dick is Vin Scully, to use the baseball term. I'm going to be more like Hawk Harrelson. So I'm not going to be as smooth and going to be, you know, probably a little bit rough here and there. Our next inductee comes from another Veterans Committee vote. And our next inductee is 1976 graduate Eric Doss. And probably the biggest reason that I'm nervous, because I, you know, and I'm not going to be up here all day doing this, but I could talk for hours and hours about this guy, and our relationship goes back to playing Y basketball, where when you shot out of the corner, you'd hit the balcony. So it goes back a long time. Eric is a 1976 graduate of Galesburg High School. He made his mark here in baseball and basketball, and he sure did make his mark here in both those sports. He was a three-time all-conference selection, two in baseball and one in basketball. He was the Gerald Phillips Award winner and the Chuck Bednar Most Valuable Player Baseball Award winner. He was also an all-state baseball selection, and he played a key role in probably the most famous, greatest, exciting basketball game ever played here in this gymnasium, Peoria Richwoods versus Galesburg in 1976, and he was, like he always is, as cool as a cucumber and made very, very big clutch plays in that. He attended Western Illinois University on a baseball scholarship after having many, many, many offers to go lots of places. And there he was a terrific baseball player for the Leathernecks, and he holds numerous career and season records there. He also got a chance to play for a national champion summer baseball team while in college in the National Baseball Congress. Today, Eric resides in Batavia, Illinois. He's the president of the – or excuse me, I knew I'd get you there. He's the regional distribution director. He's the president, really, but the regional distribution director of Avanta Corporation. He's married to Sharon, who comes from Texas, just a lovely lady. He has a daughter named Kendra and a son named Tyler and a new granddaughter named Billy Joe. He also was, as I say, a tremendous teammate, and I got to play against him in junior high school and in Little League and the Y and then in college as well. And there you really get to see the kind of athlete that he was. I've tried to come up with something that I could say about each person that, or group that I got to present here, and I would say this about Eric. I got to play with and coach in all these years of being here at Galesburg High School and coaching with a lot of tremendous athletes and watched, you know, people that became professionals and top Division I athletes. But I can say this with conviction and no hesitation that Eric is one of the best all-around athletes this place has ever seen. He could do anything. I wished he, you know, back then when he had a knee injury, it was not good in the 70s, in the early 70s. And he had a serious knee injury, and he did all of this pretty much on one leg. And he was a whale of a football player, and he was the quarterback that we needed. And that team that we had as a football team back then, that team would be in the Hall of Fame if he got to play quarterback. He was that good as a quarterback. And as I said, he's one of the best ever to play here. I guess the best thing that I could also say is that if we were going to pick teams and we had all the athletes out there in our school's history, and there's been some great ones, he'd be a first-round pick without a question to be on any team in any sport. He simply was a winner, a great leader, and a marvelous teammate. So I want to welcome 2019 GHS Athletic Hall of Fame inductee, Eric Doss.
I will say a few brief words. I wasn't prepared as Bob. Bob, great, great speech for all of us to hear tonight. Thanks, Steve. Steve, like Steve said, we have been friends for probably 50 years. We've competed against each other and played with each other. And what a treasure for Galesburg to have Steve and the Cheesemans here coaching the youth here and the positive messages that Steve relays to the kids. Another great coach. I'd like to thank, congrats to the other inductees, by the way, well-deserved go streaks, and congratulations to the other inductees. I'd like to thank Steve, of course, my sister Barb and her husband Paul for the support they've given me. My wife Sharon's here. She's not a GHS person, but for 35 years she has had to listen to the stories about GHS, and I think every year they get a little bit better, so... As we get further along in our life, our memory becomes only what we kind of remember are the good times. So the coaches that I had, Ox, Don Blaine in Little League, Andy Hendricks and I played on the same Little League team. He's here tonight. Jim Sportsman, Fred Stevens and Jim Isaacson for the Legion, and then Gary Brewington and Mickey Hickey for the baseball here at the high school. So great leadership and great coaches that gave us the freedom to express ourselves, but also challenged us to be better all the time. I did get to play basketball. I missed about a year and a half of my basketball career in high school, but I still played my junior and senior year, and we had some great teams. Maybe not the junior year so much because we were all pretty young, but our senior year, I was just looking back at the record book. We were 27-4, and we lost to the eventual state champion in the quarterfinals in Champaign. So... great leadership there, Phil Erickson, Chuck Schott, Barry Swanson, and Mike Owens. I was able to play for those guys. And some great teammates, as Steve mentioned, Andy Hendricks. Mike Campbell actually drove down from Chicago to be here, so thanks, Mike. I think he realized how many passes I threw to him during the basketball season. So, three. But a great guy and one of the all-time greats for Galesburg basketball. My memories of Galesburg when I was younger, I lived on the east side of town about a couple blocks from Virginia's Ice Cream. So we used to walk through the backyards with our dime, 10 cents, and get a doubleheader and then walk home. And when I was about 8 or 9, I would leave home in the morning with my glove on my bicycle, Stingray bicycle, and we would go to O.N. Custer. And once the field was open, we would play lob ball pretty much all day until about 3 o'clock, till we got kicked off. I think Kenny Barton showed up to stripe the field for the games that night. And I think some of the Dara kids were there. I remember Dave and Perry and some of the guys we hung out with. But in those days, if we didn't have enough kids to play, right field was closed. You couldn't hit the ball there. You were out. But we made it work. You know, we had 6 or 8 of us, and you split up on teams, and we call it lob ball because you just lob the ball in and everybody would take turns hitting. And then about 3, we'd have to go home and eat something, go to baseball practice. And then at night, we would go back to the Little League Park. If you weren't playing, you always wore your team hat so everybody knew what team you're on. Of course, if you did have a game, you'd put your uniform on about 3 hours before game time and ride around the neighborhood so all the neighbors would know that you had a game that night. So they would yell, "Hey, you got a game?" "Oh, yeah, I got a game tonight." So it was a big deal. So the other things, I would like to thank my parents who, as all parents, you know, they probably sat on hundreds of bleachers through the years and drove to different games, not only in high school but in college. And, you know, they gave me great support. I was the fourth child, so, they, you know, not paying attention to you. They just let me go and do things that you could do in those days and be gone all day without a cell phone or anything. It was crazy, right? But I remember my mom would tell me two things. She would always say, "You're just as good as that next kid. Get out there. Toughen up." And the second thing she said, once I had some success, she would say, "You're not that good. Don't think you're that good." So she kept you right in the middle to where you wanted to keep doing better, but you didn't want to get too big of a head on your shoulders to where you couldn't participate. So with that, a great honor. Thank you to the committee, and really appreciate the honor, and thank you so much.
You know, the one thing, in 75, Eric's team is talking about being young, Andy and Mike and Eric and myself. We got killed by Peoria Richwoods. I was on that team with him. Next year, they beat Peoria Richwoods in this biggest upset. What was the common denominator from the wins to the losses? I was no longer on the team in 76. So, got rid of me and good success.
I could see Bob Dare over there thinking, why couldn't I hit with those guys over on the east side of town? He would have maybe made 090 or 091. Okay. The next inductees are from the contemporary category, which usually numbers 4 inductees, but when a coach is selected for the Hall of Fame, a 5th athlete is added. That will happen this year with the selection of our next inductee.
And our next inductee this year, when we have that 5th athlete, that also can allow us to name a coach. And a coach was named, a very worthy coach was named as our next inductee. Our next inductee is Coach Bill Sargent, a 1961 graduate of GHS. As I said, Bill was a 1961 graduate of GHS, one of the first classes out here in the new building. He started the special education department here at GHS. He was an outstanding teacher. He began his coaching career in 1967, so over a half a century ago. And with all of those years, you can see that he has been a coach for 50 years because he is still coaching today. He's coached, and he didn't get very smart in all those years, right? He's coached numbers of sports at a variety of levels, but has had his greatest impact with tennis. He coached a number of conference champions and a number of state qualifiers, too numerous to mention. He had the good fortune of, and he was a big reason for this along with these athletes, to coach a state champion. He was the coach of the 1996 boys' double state champions here in Illinois, Jason Gunther and Nathan Bobichek. He also was named an IHSA Century Club coach, which is a marvelous honor as well. Bill resides in Galesburg. He retired as a teacher in 2004. His wife, Sue, and has two daughters, Tracy and Lisa. What could I say about Bill as a former coach and as a former athlete? The most important thing I could say about him is, as an athlete and also as a parent of athletes, that I would want myself and my children to play for such a fine person and fine coach as Bill Sargent. Please welcome GHS Athletic Hall of Fame inductee Bill Sargent.
Thank you, Steve. It is a tremendous honor to be standing here tonight, but I am standing here because of the accomplishments of literally hundreds of student athletes, many of whom are here tonight, and I appreciate seeing all of you. And I just hope that hopefully I was able to give them some guidance. I'm standing here tonight because of some fantastic assistant coaches, one of which is Coach Lori Ayton right over here. And believe me, the assistant coaches are the backbones of all of the programs. I'm standing here tonight because of my wife and my two daughters who very selfishly let me pursue my coaching dreams. It was them who let me do this and miss a whole lot of family functions. Little pause there, too. Anyway, because I am a GHS graduate, excuse me, this is an exceptional honor. I really appreciate the committee for awarding this to me. Now, on to the next generation. Go get them, Coach Sherpy. Thank you very much.
I would say that for me personally, Coach, Sargent taught my youngest daughter, helped my youngest daughter with her tennis career, and he also helped my son Rich with his tennis career, and tennis is a very important part of Rich's family today and his family, so it continues. Our next inductee from the class of 1989 is Lance Ayton. Lance was fortunate to play on three of the GHS best baseball teams in the history of the school: the 1987 state qualifying team, the 1988 state championship baseball team, and the 1989 third place team. Lance earned three varsity letters, was Western Big Six All-Conference, Illinois Baseball Coaches All-State team, and was the GHS Chuck Bednar VIP Award winner. Lance went on to Eastern Illinois University on a baseball scholarship, graduating in 1993. While at Eastern, he was second team All-Conference, Mid-Continent Conference Student Athlete of the Year. Upon graduation in 1993, Lance was seventh place all-time single-season home run 11. Lance could hit a fastball a country mile. But as I often remind him, it was that Uncle Charlie curveball that wasn't quite as good. Lance is a certified financial planner, owner of Aiton North Financial Planning. Lance is married to Lori, is a father of Connor, a Bradley baseball recruit, and Grant, both star athletes themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Lance Aiton.
Dick, if only I had the Houston Astros technology back then, I'd have cut down on a lot of those strikeouts.
You knew what was coming.
Yeah. As Dick said, I was very fortunate to grow up and play baseball in Galesburg in the late 80s. Not only our three trips to the state tournament, but we had such a good group of guys, and we all got along so well. That certainly helped us out, in addition to just the unbelievable talent that they had. We continue to hold very well-attended state championship reunions every 5 years, and it feels like we just stepped off the field after sweeping Rock Island or Moline in a doubleheader. The stories just start flying, and maybe they've gotten a little embellished over the years, but fun nonetheless. I always enjoy these inductions, and thanks to everybody for coming out. When they, the athletes talk about some of their experiences, so I'll share a couple. The first is my absolute favorite story of Coach Brewington, or Coach Brew. In our state championship year, somehow we lost the first game of a doubleheader to East Moline. If we play them 100 times, we probably win 99, but they got us when it mattered. Obviously, we were all dejected, but Coach Brew was furious. He spent the entire time between games chewing us out, literally chewing us out by... He was eating a bag of barbecue potato chips and was in our face, and chips were flying everywhere. Now, it was a point where I didn't even wipe my face off until he was done. He was so mad. So but needless to say, we won game two. Let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, when I was at Eastern Illinois, I homered off of my high school teammate, Corny Stanley. Corny was a pitcher at Western, and to be fair, he struck me out in the bat following it. Dick, would you like to guess what pitch he threw? Yeah, that was it. The last one I have is it was special. It was the final game of my baseball career at Eastern. We always played our conference tournament at University of Illinois at Chicago. It was a beautiful setting. I was right downtown. The hitting background was the Chicago skyline. It was a night game, so it was all lit up. And we were playing our last game. We weren't going to move on against Wright State. Wright State had a pitcher, Brian Anderson. Brian was a hard-throwing left-hander, so he's throwing fastballs, Dick. And he was a first-round draft pick in that year's Major League draft as the third overall pick. And so we're getting beat pretty handily. And knowing this was it, my last at-bat, he's just going to try to throw strikes, so I'm looking for a fastball. And got one on the barrel, hit it over the right center field fence, homering my last at bat of my career. So, knowing A, that this was my last at bat, I just hit a home run of my baseball career, and B, there's not a chance in the world that I'm going to face him again. If I went any slower around the bases, I'd be going in reverse. So finally, when I got around to third base and shook my coach, Dan Callahan's hand for the final time, I look up and see the catcher, and he's halfway down the line screaming and cursing at me to get going. But what did I care? This was it. I wasn't batting again. However, we rallied, and we rallied, and I had to grab my bat to go get on deck. And the only thing I can think is, God, I hope he puts it in my ribs and not my head. What would you have done, Bob? Yeah. So anyway, my teammate ahead of me, he made the final out. That closed out my career. Obviously, Brian went on to his career just exploded in much bigger and better things. So sports have always played such a big part of my life. You know, they do more than just teach us how to catch, throw, and hit. They teach us hard work, dedication, and sacrifice. And those are the skills I took with me from GHS to Eastern Illinois and continue using them today in my financial planning business. Sports build bonds. I coached my sons, Connor and Grant, in just about everything they did until they got to high school. It was wonderful because I got to share a lot of quality time with them and something that we all loved. And it was much the same that my dad did for me. Excuse me. Dad died in August this year, and not a day that goes by that I don't think about him and miss him. I really wish he could have been here today. Like he's always been here for me and his grandsons. I learned so much from my coaches, and I'm very appreciative. Namely, at the high school, Coach Brewington and Peck. My Legion baseball coaches, Coach Isaacson, Sturgeon, Shear, and Shea. And in Eastern Illinois, Dan Callahan. I really appreciate Steve Schwab for nominating me for this honor. And the committee for voting me in, especially when Connor and Grant are still at the high school. Thank you.
Our next inductee from the class of 1995 is Bonnie Apsey. Bonnie was a star player in the middle almost from the start of her GHS basketball career. She earned 3 varsity letters, 2 outstanding player awards. Bonnie's senior year, she averaged 14 points per game, 10 rebounds per game. Bonnie's teams set the table for a dozen years to follow of successful seasons and state appearances with Hardware. Bonnie and her teammates helped coach Massey's teams transition from just a girls' basketball team into an aggressive, athletic, dominant Silver Streak squad that not a lot of opponents look forward to playing. Bonnie led the Streaks to 2 regional titles, the first Streaks sectional title, and 2 Western Big Six titles. Bonnie was 2-time All-Conference, Illinois Basketball Coaches All-Stater. Bonnie went on to University of Illinois to play basketball for the Fighting Illini, graduating in 1999. Bonnie currently lives in Indianapolis. She's a 7th grade math teacher, has done a little coaching in Indianapolis. She's married to Rockford and has two daughters, Vivian and Virginia. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Bonnie Ashley.
Well, first of all, thank you for this opportunity. You know, I think when we look at athletics, we know we always learn from sports. We learn dedication. We learn time management. We learn to get our bodies to do things that we never thought was possible. For me, playing here at GHS is way more than that. I was so fortunate to have such an amazing team and amazing coaches. I had such a selfless team that I've had yet to find after I graduated. I don't think I realized how rare it was to have a team that would go above and beyond for you, loved you unconditionally, would show up and help you, didn't care who scored what points, just wanted the best for the team. To have coaches that knew how to push you. They knew for me, I was my own worst enemy. I could tear myself down. I knew I wasn't doing well enough. And they knew that yelling at me was not the best thing to do because that just reinforced what I was already thinking. And they always encouraged me and got me to do way more than I think some coaches could have. So I've been very blessed to have those people. And after I graduated, I have coached and, you know, I played at University of Illinois, and looking for that same type of team was very hard to find. People that had that same attitude towards sports, towards their teammates, towards their coaches, was very hard to find. I've tried to find it in coaches that I've, or teams that I've coached. I've tried to find staff members that I teach with, and I think the only time I found it was when I found my husband. And he's embodied everything. And I think when I look back at my high school career, that's what I've been looking for. And I found it in him. So thankful for that. But I thank you for my team, my coaches, because without them, I wouldn't be here because they've developed me who I am. So thank you very much for this honor.
Our next inductee from the class of 2007 is Kylie Cavanaugh. Kylie was an all-around athlete. She played basketball for the Streaks for 3 years. She ran track for 2 years. But Streaks volleyball is what brings Kylie to the Hall of Fame. Kylie was a four-year letter winner from 2003 to 2006. She was all-conference three of her 4 years. Kylie was MVP of the Quincy Early Bird Tournament in 2005 and all-tournament at that tournament three straight years, 04, 05, 06. Season records include most kills in 04 and 05, most digs in 04. Individual records include most career kills, most career digs, most career serve aces, and most career points. Coach Marla Clay says simply, Kylie was the best volleyball player I have coached ever because she could play every position on the floor. Kylie went on to Parkland College where she was MWAC All-Conference and Player of the Year. She was NJCAA All-Tournament Team and First Team All-American in 2008. 2009, Kylie was named Female Athlete of the Year, and in 2017 was inducted into Parkland College's Hall of Fame. Kylie furthered her education at Eastern Illinois University, graduating in 2011, and yes, was a member of the volleyball team. Kylie currently lives in Peoria and is a neonatal practitioner. That's a high name for a super-duper nurse at at OSF St. Francis Medical Center. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Kylie Cavanaugh.
I'm Kylie Cavanaugh, for those of you that don't know me. I attended Galesburg High School from 2003 to 2007. I was an honor roll student and a multi-sport athlete. I had the honor of playing varsity volleyball for the full 4 years I attended GHS, with my sister as well. She loved that, playing together. I also played basketball for 3 years and ran track for 2 years. I graduated in 2007. I went on to play collegiate volleyball, first at Parkland and then at Eastern Illinois. I was fortunate enough to play at both of these colleges on athletic scholarships. I earned an associate's degree in science, a bachelor's degree in biological sciences with honors. I then went on and continued my education with the help of multiple scholarships at St. Francis Medical Center College of Nursing. I earned a bachelor's of science in nursing, and then from nursing school I started my career in the neonatal intensive care unit. I found my calling caring for the tiniest of patients. Nursing is my passion, and these infants stole my heart from the first day on the unit. This, of course, led me back to school, so I am now a neonatal nurse practitioner. I graduated with distinction in May, earning my master's of science from nursing at St. Francis College of Nursing while working nights full-time. I currently work in Peoria, Illinois at St. Francis Medical Center. I completed a total of 9 years of college without accumulating a single dime of student debt. I have my experience as a student athlete to thank for that. It started in club volleyball, learning to balance a busy schedule of traveling while still finding the time for schoolwork and friendships, to junior high volleyball, which required nightly practices and a busy season, followed by an even busier club season. Once I reached the high school level, life just sped up, and I feel like I blinked and it was over. I learned the meaning of hard work, discipline, teamwork, leadership, and to never give up. These attributes and more have influenced the person I am today and will continue to have a positive impact on my life and my career for the foreseeable future. I have many influential coaches to thank for their countless hours of coaching me on and off the court and always being a role model for me to look up to. My club coaches, Shelley Luters, Kat Mason, and Michael Ducey. My junior high coaches, Libby Rogers, and, of course, Sandy Powell. Sandy was kind enough to allow me to join this team in sixth grade as a manager. She allowed me to practice with the team, which only intensified my love of the game and helped me grow as an athlete. My high school coach, Marla Clay. I would not be where I am today without her. She encouraged me, she pushed me outside my comfort zone, and made the impossible seem possible. I would not have gone on to play college volleyball without her help and guidance. I can never thank her enough for the influence she had on my life and my future. Lastly, I'd like to thank my friends and family, especially those that traveled out here today. To the thousands of miles you've traveled to watch me play, the millions of calls and texts encouraging me and always pushing me to become a better person than I ever thought I could be. I'm truly grateful for this honor and hope that I can be a role model for past, present, and future streaks in all my endeavors. Thank you.
Our next inductee is from the class of 2009, and it's Katie Hosting. Katie earned varsity letters in basketball and volleyball, but again, volleyball was what brings Katie to the Hall of Fame. Katie was a 2006 Volleyball Rookie of the Year, member of the 2006-07 Conference Championship Team, the 2008 Volleyball Co-Captain, member of the 07-08 Regional Championship Team, and First Team All-Conference and All-Academic. Katie's individual records include single season kills record, 368, single season blocks, 164, of which 77 were solo blocks. Her senior year, Katie led the team with 39 ace serves. Katie went on to Western Illinois University on a volleyball scholarship where she was a four-year starter. And at 2013 graduation, she was 11th all-time in kills, a record that still stands. and Dean's List all 4 years at WIU, and Summit Conference All-League, and received the Commissioner's Academic Excellence Award. After graduating with a degree in exercise science, Katie stayed at WIU and earned a master's degree in exercise physiology. In 2016, Katie was accepted into the Health and Human Science PhD program at the University of Iowa, and in the spring of 2019 became Professor Katie Hosting, and is Dr. Katie Hosting, and now is Professor Katie Hosting at the University of Iowa. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Katie Hosting.
Thank you, everyone who came out today. It really means a lot to see a lot of people here. First, I'd like to thank the committee for this honor. It truly means a lot to be back here at GHS after graduating 10 years ago. I would like to thank my teammates and coaches that I've had both in high school and college. I would especially like to thank Coach Clay. My freshman year of high school, I originally thought that I wanted to play golf, and halfway through the season, I decided that I really wanted to play volleyball instead. So she let me join the volleyball team halfway through the season my freshman year, and that has led me to this point today. And then I really want to thank my parents, Kirk and Sherry Hosting, for all their countless hours and time that they've spent traveling or taking me to different volleyball games, and then my grandparents, Bill and Sarah, for supporting me as well. So thank you.
You know, when you look at every one of these inductees tonight, you see a common denominator of people that have used athletics and certainly their great work ethic and their natural skills to become something that really contributes to our society and give back to our society. So, wonderful stories. Our eighth inductee tonight comes under the category of Friends of Athletics here at Galesburg High School. And she is 1961 GHS graduate Emma Sargent, who will be represented tonight by Chanel Jackson Lightfoot. Emma was a longtime worker at the Galesburg Research Hospital. She accomplished an associate's, a bachelor's, and a master's degree as an adult while she cared for a number of children. She became a very successful sociology instructor at Sandberg College. She is a mother and grandmother to several outstanding GHS athletes, and we don't think we've got them all here, but here are some of them: Bobby Jackson, Madeline Jackson, Julia Sargent, Chanel Jackson, Trevon Diggins, Myra Diggins, Sharon Diggins, O'Brien Allen, also had siblings Connie Spinks and Cole Spinks, and also grandson Robert Jackson Jr., and also son Heston Spinks. And she was an example and advocate to countless more. She provided rides, meals, encouragement, and attendance to so many athletic events, contests, and other sports-related and school-related events. She was a lifelong Galesburg resident. Mrs. Sargent sadly passed away in August of 2014. Again, my observations of this lady, who I watched over all these years like so many of the rest of you, I don't think there's ever been a human being that I've certainly been around in sports that provided such a positive influence to so many people. She truly was an example to all of us. I miss hearing her voice, and you can certainly hear her voice now. And it was always a voice that shouted out encouragement and care and support for others. So again, we welcome Emma Sargent to the GHS Athletic Hall of Fame, and representing her is Chanel.
Good evening, everybody. As mentioned, my name is Chanel Jackson Lightfoot. whichever one you want is fine. I am Emma's oldest granddaughter. My brother is the oldest grandson, and there are, we tried to count, I'm not for sure how many grandkids there are. But as mentioned, I'm also a fellow inductee in the GHS Athletic Hall of Fame. This morning, I read a very thoughtful post about my grandmother shared by Jim Jacobs. I wasn't going to cry. I have to look over here because our whole family took over this side, and they're all crying, and I don't want to cry. All right, so again, I read a very thoughtful post from Jim Jacobs this morning. He shared it on Facebook that really detailed my grandmother's life as his friend and his partner in social justice here in Galesburg. I had yet to write my speech this morning, but I was really inspired by what Jim posted, and I wanted to create something that was more so from my heart, since this is not about me or about our family, but just about Grandma. I wanted to share something with everyone here who may not know what Emma Jean Spinks Jackson Sargent really meant to me, my family, and the student athletes from Lombard, from Churchill, and GHS, who also called her Grandma up until her untimely passing in 2014. Beyond her direct support of GHS athletics at sporting events, the behind-the-scenes support and relationships that our grandmother formulated with coaches and student athletes is what I'd like to share with you all today. In Jim's Facebook post, he mentioned my grandmother's street smarts and book smarts, including that she had earned a master's degree in sociology. In addition to these traits, I'd like to share that she also had a very high level of emotional intelligence. Her ability to display self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, internal motivation, and social skills, which are the five attributes of emotional intelligence, in fact, helped her touch the lives and hearts of many of the student athletes and coaches she engaged with off the court, off the fields, off the track, etc. Because of her ability to be self-aware, Emma knowingly ingrained this skill in many of the student athletes, including myself. She inspired us to have confidence, to have the ability to laugh at our mistakes on and off the court, and to have awareness of how we were perceived by our coaches, our teachers, other teams, and their fan bases. Sorry. She was a master in self-regulation, as noted by Jim in his post, regarding her ability to strategically pick her battles, avoid unnecessary conflict with the power structure, and inspired many of us student athletes to do the same. I'm fine. No, I'm fine. Many student athletes, including myself, wouldn't have even had shoes to play in their sport had it not been for her empathy. Many student athletes wouldn't have even made it to practice or home from games at night had it not been for her. Many student athletes wouldn't have had personal support from a loved one in the stands or at games, matches, meets, had it not been for her. Many student athletes wouldn't have had a hot meal on certain nights had it not been for Emma's knowledge of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Many student athletes wouldn't have felt as if they mattered to anyone in this world had it not been for a hug or a cheer from Emma. So today, I'd like to say thank you to the committee for allowing me to share all of the little things my grandma did to contribute to GHS athletics. On behalf of my family and anyone who was personally inspired or influenced by, again, Emma Jean Spinks Jackson Sargent. She always said that. That's why I say that. We say thank you for giving her a place to be remembered, for her contributions to all of the students, student athletes, coaches, and families who make up the Galesburg School Athletic Community. Thank you.
That epitomizes what a hero is.
Yeah.
Our last inductee tonight comes from the category of teams. And it is the 1967 Silver Streaks football team. And tonight representing them is Gary Wager. So, Gary, you can come on up. The 67 Silver Streaks football team had an 8-1 record. That's an .889 winning percentage, which is the third best of all time for GHS football that goes back over 100 years. They were Illini Conference champions. They had an impressive win, a very impressive win in the last game of the season against the state-ranked Richwoods team in absolutely deplorable conditions. In 2-year span, they were 16-2, with their only losses coming to suburban Blue Island Eisenhower. They featured three All-Staters on the team, and those gentlemen are also GHS Hall of Famers, Phil Gustafson, Dave Nichols, and John Anderson. Their coaches, head coach was C.C. Van Dyke, who our football field is named for. Assisted coaches include Hall of Famer and gentlemen present tonight, Coach Albright, Jerry Albright, and coaches Ari Wallace and former head football coach Bob Johns. Other players tonight in attendance are Rod Galloway back here, I got to speak to, was an important part of this ball club, and also manager Dennis Jacobs, who was both the manager of football and basketball that year and saw lots and lots of good play in both programs. Before we turn it over to Gary, and by the way, when we're done here, those gentlemen here that are present, we have certificates for them, and we'll get the other certificates to the other members. You know, as a little kid here growing up, one of the things that I watched going out there, and it was wide-eyed in the 60s, most people, sometimes upward of 10,000 people were there, and I was certainly in awe of this, and anybody that went to that was on this, that there was nothing bigger on Friday nights, both in the fall and in the wintertime here, than going to Silver Streaks Sports, and in the fall, Silver Streaks Football. And many, many people spent their fall nights out at Lombard Field watching the football Silver Streaks. This team here, this team, the 1967 team, had people that many fans, fellow students, and certainly citizens admire, not only for their football excellence, but also for their terrific camaraderie and teamwork. The 67 Silver Streaks are one of the most talented groups in GHS history. We congratulate the 1967 Silver Streaks football team on their induction into the GHS Hall of Fame.
Well, I got here tonight, and I didn't know I was going to do this. There was only two of us, and I could yield the floor, Rod, if you'd like to come up. We had a terrific football team that year. All the players were here for the 1966 induction of that team. And at that time, our discussion was, how come we're not in the Hall of Fame? And we didn't have the numbers that the 66 team had. So we were put off for quite a while. I don't know if that's the reason why a lot of the players didn't return back here for that, but it was still a really good year for us in football. I believe that I can mention them. Phil Gustafson went to Notre Dame, played 1 year for Arab Procedure. Phil made the mistake of having knee surgery after his freshman year without permission from Arab Procedure. And he no longer played football at Notre Dame. So a few things there. And I had to talk about C.C. Van Dyke also. It was rumored that Arab Procedure would call him and ask him, what would you do in this situation if they played this defense or whatever? So he was a very intelligent football coach. But one of our issues with the players was that he could not communicate that to his players. He could talk through the football terminology and things with them. But Phil went on and played at I think out in Colorado. It was a little All-American out there. You had John Cook, who played for Colorado. You had John Anderson, who went to Illinois and was on a full scholarship there. I'm trying to think of the others. I'm doing this off the top of my head. I at the beginning of the season that year, I believe that Parade Magazine or something had us ranked like 3, 4, 5 in the country as a team. Our line at that time averaged around 245 pounds, which for that time period was a large line. We had the privilege of playing Blue Island Eisenhower. We lost to them 2 years in a row. I seem to think that I might have missed a block and caused them to score a touchdown. And all of a sudden, I'm getting blamed for a loss. I played one play, by the way. So I'm just trying to think of issues and things. We just had a tremendous team. We had good athletes. We all pretty well got along with each other. We had a quarterback by the name of Bill Doyle. And Bill sometimes he'd get down by the goal line, and all of a sudden he wanted to run the ball. So one of the plays during that game was that, okay, everybody, don't block for Bill. So he got tackled, he got lost, and they got chewed out on the sideline. I had the honor of blocking Phil Gustafson at practice. They ran the same play. It was our number one defense against a bunch of people who were on offense. I was supposedly a starter at that time. I had to block Phil 3 times in a row. At that time, you could cut block. And I cut him. And I knocked him down. Well, they ran it again. And the coach was saying, you got to get through there. And talking to Phil, I'm going, okay, I got to cut him again. So I cut him the second time. The third time when I went to cut him, he brought his massive legs up and hit me in the head. And I spent the next 2 weeks out of the practice with a concussion. That's talking about me, but I shouldn't do that. We had a team that I can remember playing at Peoria Richwoods. I remember it was about 32 degrees. It was raining. The field was about 6 inches of mud. I think we won that game 6-0. And I'm glad I didn't play in that game because my feet were frozen by the end of the game. And it was just one of those games that we totaled the field at Richwoods. They redid that field after that game. I want to once again thank the committee for having us here. I know that not many people showed up. I just found out when it was today. But that's okay. We know in spirit we're here that we had one of the better football teams at Gillsbury High School. Thank you very much.
We'll have those certificates afterwards. Okay. Folks, before we close tonight, we have one more presentation before we turn it back to Dick Lindstrom and close things down with some final thoughts and instructions. I'd like to introduce Jeff Houston, our principal, and again, Eric Matthews, our athletic director.
We do have one last award that we'd like to give out tonight. Master of Ceremonies, Dick Lindstrom, this is his 20th year that he has been doing this, and this will be his final year. He is stepping down and passing the torch to Steve Cheeseman. So on behalf of the athletic department and the administration, we wanted to give Dick this little token of appreciation.
When you think about the ceremony, there's nothing more synonymous with the ceremony itself than Dick Lindstrom. As I say, he's the Vin Scully of doing this. He does a terrific job and makes all this happen so smoothly and seamlessly. Well-deserving. Let's give him a big round of applause again.
Wow, didn't expect that. Well, I think you can all see how important it is to be a GHS Hall of Famer. Our thanks to Marla Clay, Jerry Albright, the Athletic Director's Office, friends of the inductees who helped make this such a successful event. Our newest inductees will be introduced at Thiel Gym. You're invited to take a look at their plaques outside of the gym in the trophy case. This is my final Masters of Ceremonies event after 20 years. It's a labor of love for me. I love doing this because I love to talk about, I'm an old history teacher, and I love to talk about things that made Galesburg great, as you hear me say every time I make the presentation. And I tried to hand this baton off about 4 or 5 years ago, and Jeff Flater says, oh, please do it one more time for me. I don't know how to do this, and so I did it. And then he goes on to Farmington, and Eric comes in and says, would you please do it for another time or two? And so I said, sure. And I've been very fortunate. You know, I've worked for Mike Robson, Ralph Henning, Jeff Flater, Eric Matthews, not to mention the coaches, the retired coaches, the friends of inductees. A big thank you to all of you. It's been a privilege, my privilege, to induct dozens of great athletes and coaches and teams and friends of GHS Sports. And I think we've really made this event part of Thanksgiving. You know, you got family, you got turkey, you got basketball, and you got the GHS Hall of Fame. I walked in tonight, and I see one of the custodians, and he says, I know it's Thanksgiving because you're here tonight. I said, thank you very much. And I'm pleased to hand the baton to Steve Cheeseman. Steve's a Galesburg guy. He's a coach who knows the traditions. And most importantly, Steve's a Silver Streak. So don't worry, the Hall of Fame is in good hands with Steve. So next year at this time, I'm going to be out there with you all. I'm not going anywhere. In fact, I hope to still be, if they'll still have me, be on the selection committee. It's just time for somebody to do the Master of Ceremonies. And again, I thank you to everybody. Thanks to the crowd. You know, when we originally did this 20 years ago, it was at the gym. It was at Thiel Gym. And it was noisy, and it was difficult to get people lined up. And I wasn't a big fan of coming here until we got here. And now this is like home. And it's a great place to have a Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So thank you all for coming out. Thank you for the presentation. I appreciate that. I'll put that in my trophy case. Don't forget, we got to go play some basketball here. And I hope you'll all come and watch our inductees walk the floor and be honored by the crowd at the basketball game. So let's go Silver Streaks. Heil Silver. Let's win another basketball game. Go Streaks!